Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from our Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America. And, oh, by the way, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now to our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi, and our bus drivers, too. Let's not forget about them. We appreciate what you're doing to keep America rolling along, too. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have on over there. Well, Ms. Rosemary is on assignment tonight. We are going to start this with the national anthem and then open up the phone lines. America, and thank you to all those who wear the uniform of the United States military, as well as all of our police and firefighters and EMTs that keep things going and keep America rolling along. Now, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. And, oh, by the way, a special shout-out to Christine in Osprey, Christine in Sarasota. We got two Christines now that we got to say hello to. And also to all the different folks that we met last night at the event in St. Petersburg, some that we met for the first time, and others that we have met several times over. We appreciate the fact you came out, and everybody had a great, great, great evening last night listening to Hugh Hewitt and Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager. And there was something for everybody, I think, in that crowd last night. I was up on stage saying the pledge. I had the honor of doing that. That's something that I really enjoy doing. Because it means a lot, especially when I can tell the veterans that they can hand salute when we do the Pledge of Allegiance. It makes everybody feel a little bit more proud of what their country is all about. And by the way, when we say the words of the Pledge of Allegiance, we also use the words under God. And, of course, we mean it when we say it. Our country is a Judean Christian nation. And people forget about that. All right, and here's somebody that didn't forget about anything because he was there last night. I believe it's Mr. Picasso. Is that you?
It was a rousing applause, Captain. I know you were busy, but the captain came out with his red, white, and blue shirt. the crowd rose to its feet, went to a massive applause, and then, you know, I'm glad you practiced every night. so that you could do that. You performed excellent, and it was a very nice night. I have one complaint, if I could air it, and it goes right at you and Wayne Allen, too, there. I'm really, you know, the optimism. Yes, I hope that the election in 2020 turns out with a second term of President Trump. But yeah. I just sense that those 63 million people that voted for Hillary Clinton are going to be a problem. I don't think it's going to be as an easy trip as people think.
I didn't say it was going to be easy, but a lot of people are very upset right now about the Hillary Clinton thing and the Democrats in general because they have not delivered anything. They have actually sat on their hands and done nothing for almost a year and a half now, except the impeachment thing.
Yeah, we see that happening, but, you know, she didn't have anything to offer, and there's just so many people out there. I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of my sports background. You don't ever think you can't get beat.
No, and people have got to show up to vote. We know that. They got to show up. They got to vote. They got to stay engaged. The other side is certainly engaged. They're trying to engage the young people. They believe their future is with the younger voters, and they're out there whining and dining them and courting them, and they believe the millennials are all going to show up in droves at the polls. But has that happened yet in our lifetime?
Not necessarily that I can remember an election. Maybe the most was Barack Obama in the first term. I didn't see it in the last two.
And there are so many people, Picasso, that have had it with these taxes and more taxes, and the ones that are living in the blue states where they're starting to move out of there, unfortunately they bring their voting habits with them because they don't realize that that's part of the problem they've got. But it is what it is. Now, if you want to hang on, I'll bring you over and hold you on the break.
Sure.
All right, hang on. All right, because I got a couple of questions I want to ask him because he was in the crowd last night. I want to find out a couple of things there. But anyway, I will be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot from Relief Factor. They're the father and son team. They're out of Kirkland, Washington, which is right there in the Seattle, Washington area, and they manufacture Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain and you just can't seem to get rid of it, maybe you're on some heavy-duty stuff and you want to get rid of it and kick the habit like I did. I was on Mobic and Flexeril for about 10 years. And I said, I've had enough because it had side effects to it, and I didn't care for the side effects. But I've got arthritis, so if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, general pain and all, then let me suggest that you do what I did when I first heard about this 3 years and 8 months ago. I got on the Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start plan. Now, I took the Relief Factor. It was 3 tablets per day with a meal, breakfast, and then lunch, and then dinner. And in about 2 weeks, my pain had gone away. Now, it worked for me, and I hopefully it will work for you. Now, we've been told by Pete and Seth Talbot that about 80% of the people that order the Relief Factor from this program stay on it because it works. Now, all you got to do is it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start plus shipping and handling. It's about $5 or $6. You get it in about 3 days. And in order to do that, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll see the little 3-minute film that's right there. You can take a look at it. It tells you what's in it, how it works, what it does. And I'm telling you, it worked for me, and hopefully it will work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, well, back to the telephone lines. We've got our friend Picasso. And Picasso, got a question for you.
Sure.
Last night, you were sitting in the crowd, and there was a lot of applause for Mr. Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager and Hugh Hewitt and Phil Boyce up on stage, the moderator. They were talking about a lot of things that we talk about here on this show and that America should be talking about, and a lot of standing ovations and a lot of applause. And was it as vibrant where you were at as it was where I was? Go ahead.
people got out of their seats. You know, a couple impressions that I just had from it. One is that we got to talk to this Gallagher guy. God gave him a set of pipes.
Yeah.
That gentleman can sing.
Yep.
And I was.
He's been on Broadway. He's been on Broadway.
He could just put it on the corner. That was with God Bless America, of course,
right.
with at the end, which was rousing, and he was fabulous. But one of the things about him, the biggest applause was when Hugh predicted that the election is going to be won by Trump. But it was interesting. One of the points was Hugh, who's a great. A legal mind
right.
has said that it's going to go in front of the Senate, so you got three options. Option one is to kick it out right away and not even have any hearings to it. And I mentioned this on the radio, I think to you a couple weeks ago. Well, draw it out. Option two is to, yes, let's have a trial. And this is interesting. When he said this, he said, you know, let's have a trial in the Senate and let's bring in everybody and do what a lawyer does sometimes and make this case as big as possible. And he made the point that it would not be difficult to drag it beyond the election.
Right.
And the crowd went crazy on that one.
I
just didn't expect that they would. That's my choice because I have some legal background a little bit. That if you want to have a fight, let's go for it and let's just bring it into the front of the people and we'll just parade everybody in and we'll start having hearings and you can do that.
Yeah.
And you know, the option three said, which was a loser, and I agree there too, is to have a 4-week hearing and then everybody vote no.
Right.
So that was probably the largest reaction I thought when he mentioned that I didn't expect that having a long drawn out trial would be a very good thing. The crowd just went woofy over that one, and they went woofy over you too, by the way, when you kicked everything off because everybody was, but a very intellectual crowd.
I had a number of college students over where I was sitting in the area where I was at, and they were talking back and forth amongst each other, and they were paying attention. They were paying close attention, and then one of them at the end was one of the Republican leaders, a young Republicans club over there at the college and in St. Pete, and he asked me if I would speak to their group because he thought that I had something to offer, and I said I'd be happy to, so we're going to be doing that because that's what we need to do. We need to intelligently speak to the young folks and tell them what we know and get the facts out there that they're not getting from the other side.
Well, I've told you before, only about 1 in 5 people have a Twitter account, and the president runs his own news service on his Twitter account.
He does.
And you don't need a Twitter account to read it. You can come over to our site and you can read what he's putting out there every day. He brought out something today that's interesting. He posted a statement about New York. The state of New York went after him for a couple million dollars after
right.
he donated $19 million, I believe he said.
Right.
So they've made a big thing about that. He's put something out on Twitter about that. He mentioned the economy again and the stock market. He's taking a poke at the left, but it just flows out there. That younger crowd that we're trying to get even a few votes from, they view the world more from their phones.
Yeah,
they're
social
not TV
media
watchers.
Social media, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're phone watchers. Even social media, they're just phone people. And we got it. I mean, the business is moving that way. But anyway, it was a great night. It was a pleasure to see you. I had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
I'll be over to the events in Tampa.
All right, yep, and I'm going to let you go because we got some other people chiming in here. I got to mention they're coming in off the Facebook page.
Can I mention the site?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, TrumpTwitterWall.com. Come on over and check out President Trump's tweets. You don't need an account. Just it all flows right there on the front page. Thanks, Captain. We'll see you soon.
All right, thank you. Take care. And Picasso is going to come over to the Tampa Trump Club and probably the Club 45 event and introduce himself to the folks and tell you what's going on. Now, Al in Nebraska, there's been some talk and concern about suburban women being an issue. What's my thought on that? Well, suburban women, okay, if you're talking about, and when you say suburban, my mind immediately goes to the farm life. That's suburban. That's rural to me. Not the folks that live in the suburbs. But the farm life is predominantly Christian and evangelical, and that's not a problem. Donald Trump is solidly in their court, or I should say they're solidly in his court. Now, the housewives that live in the suburban areas, that's a little different story. Some of them have got some problems trying to raise kids and have a job and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. But in talking to those people, as I have done on a fairly large basis, in talking to those people, all they want is to be able to raise their families if they have a family, to be able to do their job, to be left alone, not to be harassed by taxes or high power bills and all the stuff that could happen. Well, for example, California. Kyle Warren texted me here a little while ago and told me that in California there was more people leaving now, again, than there were coming in legally. Now, that doesn't count the illegals, but it was like the difference was like about 3-1 right now. And Kyle was telling me, of course, they have no way of knowing about the illegals because there's so many illegals that are in the state of California. But I think common sense prevails, Al, with a lot of this. And if you're doing better right now than you were doing before, that's key, number one. If the economy's better, if you've got maybe a few more newer outfits for yourself, the kids, maybe you're able to go out a little bit more often to go to the parks or to go to the movies or whatever, then things are good. Life is good. Now, there's a few areas inside the bigger cities where that's not happening because in the blue states, and it's always the blue states, things are not good. They're bad. And I don't need to tell you about California. I mean, how in the hell can anybody in California with a rational mind stand up and warrant what that governor is allowing to have happen in the streets in Los Angeles and San Francisco and some of the other cities around California? How can you do that? You can't. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi's district is just as bad as the rest of the other areas we've been talking about. Okay, we're going to celebrate, take a break, come back with our first military and veterans news report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On Capitol Hill, more than 300 pages of testimony released from a man named George Kent who worked at the State Department. His exact title, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. Now, he testifies behind closed doors at Adam Schiff's ongoing impeachment inquiry hearing in the basement of the Capitol, Kent admitting he never had firsthand information about Ukraine matters. He also claims Rudy Giuliani conducted a campaign of lies, his words. No response yet to all of this from the former New York City mayor, who's been representing the president as a personal lawyer. In other news, John Bolton, a no-show at Adam Schiff's
Schiff's ongoing impeachment inquiry hearing. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674, the Nasdaq up almost 24 points, the S&P 500 gaining 8. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One happens to be in Concord, Massachusetts. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. And right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one down here, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Give them a call, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, Defense Secretary Mark Esper has talked to President Donald Trump about the Commander-in-Chief's plan to potentially pardon two soldiers and a sailor. This is an action that's intended to serve as a Veterans Day gesture. We should be hearing about this Friday, today, later today, or over the weekend. We're just sitting here waiting to find out. We've got different things we've heard. We'll know for sure shortly. Of course, Chief Eddie Gallagher is one of the ones that's involved in this. Clint Lawrence, the First Lieutenant, Army Airborne First Lieutenant, is the other one. And then we have a Green Beret involved in this as well. There may be someone else involved too, but those are the three that we are aware of. Now, to avoid a government shutdown, U.S. President Donald Trump would sign a stopgap spending bill so long as it does not restrict his ability to build a border wall, so says a senior White House advisor who said so to reporters this week. Also, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces has granted former Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, remember him, a review of his case to determine whether or not its outcome was affected by comments made by President Donald Trump or by alleged examples of unlawful command influence. If that's the case, they may throw his case out altogether. We'll know soon. By the way, President Trump will meet with his Turkish counterpart, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in Washington next week. This ends weeks of uncertainty over whether or not Erdogan would make the trip amidst the tensions in Syria, and apparently he will. Also, five Marines have received Purple Hearts for shrapnel injuries they received during a Taliban rocket attack in Afghanistan on the afternoon of October the 22nd. Now, according to the awards citations, these guys took it on the chin and kept right on fighting to repel the people that were trying to attack their base where they were at. And kudos to them and congratulations to them. Now, for those of you that are familiar with the Air Force and the E-86 or HC Joint Surveillance Target Radar System, those aircraft have now exited the Middle East and are being deployed to U.S. Central Command's area of responsibility elsewhere. They have been in the Middle East for going on 18 years, and they're moving out now. We'll see what happens. We do have satellites and other devices, plus boots on the ground to tell us what's going on. And Russian investments since 2000 into ground, missile, artillery, and electronic warfare capabilities have modernized the Russian military into a highly mobile force capable of capturing and holding territory in Europe. This comes as a result of a new RAND report. And this is serious stuff because at one time, not very long ago, their military had been run down and was not in good condition. By the way, the other military, the other country that we need to be watching like a hawk, is China. China, every 4 weeks, puts out another new ship, warship. Every 4 weeks, they put out another new warship. They are definitely ramping things up and making things a lot more lethal in Southeastern Asia. And they are also a world power. Now, remember we talked about briefly yesterday, we didn't have a lot of information, that Turkey said that they'd captured al-Baghdadi's wife, one of them at least. Now, Turkey did confirm they captured the wife of the slain leader of the Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and they believe that along with the sister, who they also captured, that the two of them will give them a wealth of information about the group in general, ISIS, because they're still around. They've just moved across the border into Iraq, and they're building themselves back up again. Also, the Turkish President Erdogan said that the United States was not fulfilling its pledge to remove a Kurdish militia from a Syrian border region, town, and he will raise the issue when he meets President Donald Trump next week. We'll see where that's going to go. Now, veterans, listen up. Veterans Day is Monday, November 11th. There'll be a lot of different things going on. Free food, discounts here, there, and everywhere. And, of course, the president one-upped everybody by making it Veterans Month. So the whole month of November is now Veterans Month. Now, the president himself personally will be attending New York City's massive Veterans Day Parade. That's the biggest parade in the country. Happens right there in New York. And he'll be giving a speech at the start of the New York City Veterans Day Parade. It'll be the first time a sitting president has attended this event. No better time than to do it than right now. Now, also, Veterans Day deals will be everywhere. Amazon Prime, Battlefield Tours, United States Military Parks, and United States Parks in general, free food and more. Locally, there's a number of restaurants that are giving away free meals. As a matter of fact, Mission Barbecue will definitely be giving away a free lunch to all veterans on Monday, November 11th. And I met several other different places. By the way, at Mixon Farms yesterday, if you're a veteran and you identify yourself as a veteran, you'll get a great two-scoop cup or cone of that orange swirl ice cream for free. Oh, boy, was that ever good. Was that ever good. If I don't remember anything about Mixon Farms, I remember the orange swirl ice cream. Now, also, coming out of the Pentagon, the prescription drug costs on TRICARE are going to be rising this year. There's no way out of it. There is a solution, though, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. TRICARE beneficiaries who fill their prescriptions at a retail store by mail will see their prescription costs rise on January 1st, and enrollment fees for most retirees and their family members in TRICARE will also increase next year. Now, there is a way to counter that. There are some fill-in and stopgap insurance programs, civilian plans, that will help you out in that respect. And, of course, my buddy, the insurance quarterback, turned sports quarterback on Monday and Fridays, Patrick Heinle will be able to tell you about that, and he will bring that up this morning, too, by the way. So there you go. So don't forget about that. And also, with everything that's going on here, the Mexican situation, that's everything that's taking place there. We'll be talking about that again, Denise Simon and I, with the situation that we've had going on there. And not to forget about the fact that military pardons or something may be coming for Clint Lawrence and possibly Eddie Gallagher. And we'll wait and see. Now, we'll try to get that done sooner rather than later. And, of course, the president is working on that. Now, Denise Simon, when she comes on the air here in just a few minutes, we'll be talking about some of that, by the way, as well. Okay, so I'll be right back. Going to take a look at the highways and byways again. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio, this is on my dad's. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alright, and there ain't nothing wrong with his radio. That's Ray Carlisle, and he's rooster cruising tonight. Alright, let's get to the weather, because we've had a little bit of a change since last hour, and that usually happens this time of the night. Mainly dry weather across much of the U.S. Friday over the weekend will prevail, but temperatures will run 10 to 20 degrees below normal in the east, with a similar departure above normal in the west, and even colder air will plunge into the eastern two-thirds of the country Sunday night into the middle of next week. Now, several dozen new record lows will be set over the next day or so. Also, record lows will happen over the weekend and will probably continue through the middle of next week in certain areas of the country. Now, we had a weather change in terms of temperature, and that is from Arkansas east over into Mississippi and Georgia and Alabama and, let's see, South Carolina, North Carolina, and now on up into Virginia. Now, let me start with a little small area in Arkansas, southeastern Arkansas, a little tip there from along northeastern Louisiana. You've got a frost warning, and it goes right across, and it expands when you get over into Mississippi. Pretty much follow an I-20 east. And then when you get over into Alabama, it becomes a hard freeze warning for all of North Alabama. Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, all the way over to the racetrack, over into Georgia, through Atlanta, up to the Tennessee line. You've got a hard freeze warning all the way out east to Augusta, and then going east through Columbia, over to Florence, South Carolina, and then up I-95 into North Carolina, and up I-95 in North Carolina to Virginia. It'll be a hard freeze warning that you'll be in there. And then in Virginia, pretty much again going up I-95, you'll have a hard freeze warning all the way up into, looks like Delaware and possibly New Jersey tonight. Now, there have been some changes in the winds and whatnot, and the possibility of some snow in upstate New York, because the Hudson Valley winds have picked up, Vermont winds have picked up, western Massachusetts winds have picked up, western Connecticut, same for you. Up there in the eastern third of Maine, winds have picked up. Now, we do have the snow area that's expanded by Erie, Pennsylvania right now, over into Dunkirk, New York, that section of the country. The lake effect snow machine is in effect. We've got a little bit of snow. It looks like right now the lee shore of Lake Ontario, just starting up around Watertown, north to the Canadian border and the Thousand Islands Bridge. And then in the western part of Michigan, you've got a winter storm warning and for lake effect snow. And on the western northern half of Michigan, on right on Lake Michigan, you've got snow coming down there right now. So be advised of that. And a little bit of rain, of all things, on the southern tip of Missouri, along I-44. It looks like Joplin, Springfield, over towards Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, right now. Now, moving out west and to the north, Oregon, you've got poor air quality. That's been that way for the past several days. That's where a lot of that smoke went to, out of California, up I-5 from Medford, Oregon, all the way to the Washington state line. And then over there in Idaho, you've got north to south, up into Coeur d'Alene and all the way down through Boise. You've got a poor air quality alert, and also the eastern third now of Washington state, which includes the Hood River Valley coming down off Cabbage. You've got a bad air quality alert there, and things don't look very, very good for that area, especially if you got respiratory problems. So keep all that in mind, and remember that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop is not your average truck stop anymore, not your daddy's truck stop. Things have gotten a lot better there, with the facilities and the different things that they have to offer. So keep all that in mind. Now, joining us right now on the telephone line, we have got Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, It's widely believed that the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, who spent a lot of time recently talking to the president about these military pardons that we believe are coming, First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, Navy chief who got returned to the rank of chief, Eddie Gallagher, and then a Green Beret major whose name escapes me at the moment. Those are the three predominant cases. Looks like as if a gesture over the weekend for Veterans Day is going to be made by the president by either commuting or pardoning outright these three individuals.
Correct.
So, when do you think that'll happen? Will we hear from it tonight, you think?
Lots of interesting things happen on a Friday afternoon. So I suppose it's possible. I was under the notion, however, that Esper really didn't want to get terribly involved, that Trump may have sought some of his advice on this, but I think he really deferred. Trump is, he's got a lot of files on his desk, in this realm. And, I hope that he does take some of this action personally.
Now, we're hearing some rumblings in the mix that, Mexico's military and the United States military have actually sat down and are talking about a joint, action of some sort against the drug cartels. I heard it several times yesterday. I heard it again last night with a military man that I was with. What are you hearing? Anything along those lines?
No.
Okay, so you're hearing that there's nothing going to happen or just nothing at all?
I think there's always discussions about what, you know, Mexico can and should be doing, but I don't know that it's escalated to the point that there would be some joint mission or assignment. I don't see that happening at all.
And
I mean, Obrador is not going to allow that.
And it does not involve overflights by American aircraft or anything like that. We're talking about perhaps some missiles or something like that taking out some facilities. That's what I've heard anyway. All right. Well, we'll see. You don't know. Now, remember Bo Bergdahl?
Sure.
There's a U.S. military court of appeals that has been approached by Bergdahl, his defense people, to review his case and possibly dismiss it on the grounds of interference from the president and the comments that he made.
Not only Trump, but also McCain. So I'm not sure I really understand why they're bothering all this because, you know, Obama let him go.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
All right. Hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.